Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
We are 20 days out from tax day. You got to get your taxes mailed in by, of course, April 15th. A lot of folks are going to be getting a refund, and we are doing full coverage this week. All things that you need to know about taxes. Yesterday, we had some last-minute tips on tax deductions that you might not normally think about. Today, we're going to talk about, you know, you're getting a tax refund. Most people will be. Well, which comes first, Dave? Do you pay down your debt? Do you start an emergency fund? Or do you take your family on that much-needed Disneyland vacation?
We always have very big plans. Like, we want to do the Disneyland vacation. We always get it. Especially when we had four kids all living at home under 18, we were getting big checks coming back during tax time. We always had big plans, but that's when car registration pops up and it needs new tires for the car and it just gets whittled away. But we always take a chunk of it, even if it's $100 to go out to a nice dinner or something. We always take a small portion of it for fun.
So a little bit of fun money.
We try to have as much fun as we can.
And a lot of not-so-fun spending with your tax refund. Well, almost half of Americans, according to Bankrate, are expecting a tax fund, a refund. And they'll either put the money toward a savings account or debt repayment. I was surprised to see, Ted, that not as many are going to be using it to, you know, take their family to Disneyland. Ted Rossman with Bankrate, frequent guest of the show. What's your expert advice on this?
Most people are planning to use their tax refunds very practically this year, which is in keeping with past years. One big change this year is that savings is number one, debt payoff is number two. Mm-hmm. Last year it was reversed. We've actually been doing similar research since 2015. This year actually marked the lowest figure we've ever found for debt payoff, which I thought was kind of surprising. But that money is generally going towards savings, not a big splurge.
That does surprise me. I would think if you have debt versus savings, is there a sense that maybe debt isn't quite the burden this year and that people can tuck it away a little bit more?
It's kind of surprising because credit card balances are at record highs. They're up almost 50% in the past 3 years. Credit card rates are at record highs. The average is 20.75%. So with all that as the backdrop, I really thought debt payoff would be more of a priority. I think for a lot of people, though, savings is the other side of that same coin, because if you don't have savings, then the next unexpected expense pushes you into credit card debt or maybe deeper into credit card debt. That's the biggest cause of credit card debt, some sort of unexpected expense. Maybe it's a vet bill or a medical bill, a car repair, home repair. Second on that list of things that get people into credit card debt are just day-to-day living, outpacing their paycheck. And I empathize with that, given high inflation. I think some people view savings as part of the cure there as well. So maybe people are just reframing how they think about it. For a lot of people, though, honestly, the right answer is some of both. Maybe save some of your refund, put some of it towards high-cost debt like credit card debt. The average refund is a little over $3,000. So we're talking about a nice chunk of change here. You could do some of both.
Ted Rossman with Bankrate on the line with us live. We're talking taxes this week as we walk you up to tax day on April 15th. According to Bankrate, they've got a survey that says nearly half of Americans are expecting a tax refund, and they say they'll use it to save or to pay off debt instead of using it for fun money. And Ted, $3,000, you're right, that is a nice chunk of change. What if folks went about it this way? They put half of it toward their debt, and they put the other half in an emergency fund.
I think that's a really good approach. Yeah, I think most people would be well served by doing both, because no shame, but a lot of people are undersaved for emergencies and a lot of people have credit card debt. So I think attacking both is important. I may suggest also carving out a little bit of fun money while you're at it.
Okay.
You know, we don't want to be all work and no play. Maybe you put 90% of your refund towards something practical. You know, maybe in this example, it's 45% towards savings, 45% towards debt payoff. I'm kind of approximating here, but, you know, maybe you carve out a little bit of fun money as well. if the average refund is $3,000 and you carve out 10% for fun, I mean, that's $300 right there. Your amounts may vary, but I think that's kind of a good principle, is that we want to use most of it responsibly, but if you want to treat yourself a little bit, that could be healthy too.
Ted Rossman, thank you for joining us from Bankrate.
And in just a few minutes, Dave, we want to take our listeners' live phone calls. I'm very, very curious to know if there's decision within the family, or a war going on in the family between spouses, of how they're going to spend that tax refund. Is it for fun money? Is it for savings? Is it to pay down debt? I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But what do you do in your family?
We do almost exactly what he said. We spend probably 90% of it on very responsible things, some very adulty things.
But you just said some of these things kind of catch you out of the blue, like the car registrations, yuck,
yeah.
Right? And the tires, yuck. Is that not something that you're looking ahead to with your tax refund, or are these things that just seem to just pop up the wrong time?
For some reason, anytime I get an influx of cash, even if it's like a bonus at work, I can almost guarantee you something in the house is breaking or I've got to address it. It just never ends up being the fun stuff that we want to spend it on.
Not to get personal, but to get personal, do you and your wife usually agree on how you're going to spend your tax refund?
Yeah.
Or you don't have a bidding war or anything like that?
No. No, it's usually pretty clear where the money needs to go. Now, one thing I find interesting is, as we have seen this year, that most people are going to put the majority of it into savings is because savings accounts right now are actually offering a pretty good return. So money markets typically can be like nothing. Mm-hmm. Well, there's several percentage points
idea.
Now. So when you are saving it, you are getting a little bit of a kickback.
So all you lucky folks who are getting a tax refund, which comes first? Do you pay down debt? You going to start an emergency fund? You going to stick some of it in savings? Are you going to take your fam to Disneyland? And take your live phone calls next. 801-575-TALK. 801-575-TALK. How are you spending that big old $3,000 check you're getting from the feds? Before we take your live phone calls, about your tax refund, you should be getting most people getting about $3,000 back this year and how you're going to spend it. Just want to spend just a few moments here, Dave, bringing our listeners up to speed on this major story out of Baltimore. Happened this morning at 1:30 in the morning, where a bridge there, 185-foot high bridge over the water there, collapsed when a cargo ship crashed into it. WBAL Television's Ken Duffy describes what he was seeing when he arrived on the scene.
Let me tell you what I am seeing right now. The bridge is in pieces in the water. I mean, there's basically, we're by 695 because the sun has come up. We're getting a better look at what we can see. And I have to tell you, it's really chilling to see this because we're basically seeing just a ramp that where the bridge used to be and just nothing else there.
There are still search and rescue efforts underway. We're going to take you back to the scene in the 10 o'clock hour.
And we've posted this video on the KSL News Radio Facebook page. It's on my Twitter X under at Dave Noriega. But what I did is it takes about 7 minutes, the video that we have, for the ship to come into screen. It's only traveling at 9 miles an hour or 8 knots. So it's moving slowly, but you can see the lights on the ship turning off and on. There was clearly a power issue going on. There was a mayday call just before it crashed into the bridge. The bridge was able to be shut down. There were still a handful of people that were on the bridge. 6 are unaccounted for. 2 were found. And that's where we're at right now. We're still learning. Search and rescue is still looking for the vehicles that slid into the water as well as the people.
Right on the money. Special coverage with Dave and Dejanovic.
We're also talking about your taxes this morning. Most Americans expecting to get a hefty tax return. Nearly half will get a return. We just spoke with Bankrate's Ted Rossman, who told us, hey, it'll be about $3,000 per return. So what are you going to be doing with your tax return this year? Are you going to be saving it? Are you going to be putting it toward debt? Are you going to be taking that $3,000 and going to Disneyland?
Most people are planning to use their tax refunds very practically this year, which is in keeping with past years. One big change this year is that savings is number one, debt payoff is number two. Mm. Last year it was reversed. We've actually been doing similar research since 2015. This year actually marked the lowest figure we've ever found for debt payoff, which I thought was kind of surprising. But that money is generally going towards savings, not a big splurge.
Only 20% of Americans are planning on using it for fun money. And I think that probably speaks to the state of people's finances. If you feel like you need to save it or you're putting it toward debt and you can't use it as that fun money, it's probably because things are a little tight.
We also posted this question on our KSL News Radio Facebook page. How do you plan on spending your tax return? What works best for your family? And Sonia says saved it. And congratulations. They also still have last year's in savings too. And then Jacqueline says we use it to pay bills off and vacations. Christina says we save it. Didn't have it all year, so we pretend we still don't have it and put it into savings. Do you tend to use your, the amount of money that the feds collect from your paycheck as a somewhat of a quasi-savings plan, Dave?
100%.
Really?
Yeah, I totally do that. And I can hear you yelling at the radio right now, don't do that, Dave. Don't give,
yeah, why would you give them the
government
the money?
Yeah, an interest-free loan essentially is what it ends up being. The problem is, or the good thing, I guess, in my own mind, is when they take it out of the paycheck that I just never see this, and then I get this chunk of money, it's guaranteeing that I'm saving it. And that's worked for us. It's worked for us for a long time. The problem I'm running into right now, and I think a lot of people run into this eventually, is once your kids start growing up and you don't have all the tax deductions, then that refund starts. It starts not looking so good.
You don't have to tap dance around it.
You know, like Debbie.
Uncle Sam.
Who doesn't get anything and still has to pay Uncle Sam.
I was just telling Dave how much I owe. It's more than $5,000.
Why don't you pay during the year? That's crazy.
Look, it's under consideration.
Oh,
Does it just
hurt every fiber of your being to write that check out?
I'm used to it. Because I love living in America. Are you kidding me? $5,000 extra is nothing. Hi, Don. Do you use your tax refunds for fun, or do you pay down debt, or do you stick it in savings?
Let's just say I don't get any, but that's okay.
You don't get any. You're like me.
Yeah. But I got a question to ask you guys, and I think you guys maybe know a little bit more about it than I do. But the question is this. Every time tax season comes around, all I hear about is people getting tax refunds, okay? Mm-hmm. But then I question, why is anybody getting any refund at all when this country owes $33 trillion? It's kind of like, you know, I get it. You pay your taxes all year long, and then all of a sudden, you do your taxes, and they say, hey, oh, well, you paid this too much. You get $3,000 back. But my point being is I can't understand why any money, if we owe that much money in the national debt, how are we going to pay it off if it's not through taxes? So I don't know. If I did get a tax return, I'd say save it, you know, put it in a savings account for a rainy day.
Well, Don, as always, we appreciate you listening, and you bring up an excellent point. I can't argue with that.
Well, here it is. These are all rough calculations throughout the year when you put your deductions in.
True.
So they just take a big chunk of money. You're only responsible for a percentage. So say you're at 18% tax bracket, but they've collected 25% of your paycheck, then that's where the makeup comes from. So you're only responsible for your tax bracket money. Any other money you pay above and beyond, that is what the tax refund is.
Well, you know, when you're filing your refund, they ask you if you want to donate to different causes. I think it was like political campaigns.
The $3?
Yeah.
I will not let my kids donate to that. I'm like, nope. They don't get three more dollars. They don't get three more dollars for random campaign contribution.
But I wonder if we could do the same with the debt, the national debt. You want to get $5. They do it at all the stores. You know, you want to give, you want to round out to the next dollar so we can give, you know, 10 cents to a charity.
I always say no, and I always say no. Because I don't care about the children.
I started saying no, but I doubt that any American would be like, yes, give that $5.
That, you know what? That actually would be a pretty good idea. If we knew it would go directly to the debt.
Next, women all over the Wasatch Front terrorized by a man in a white sedan, crashing into them as they walked. It's a call according to police. And next, we're going to ask District Attorney Sim Gill when he joins the show if there are maybe more victims out there.